countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, well, before we go today, it's the movie that got everyone talking this week. About how they're talking, because Wild Mountain Thyme sees Oscar-winning writer John Patrick Shanley bring his sweeping romantic vision to Ireland. But a preview trailer featuring Hollywood stars Emily Blunt, Jamie Dornan, Christopher Walken and John Hamm has got everyone asking where on earth they got their accents from. Based on a play called Outside Mullingar, the movie was actually filmed on a farm near Crossmolina in County Mayo, which still looked like something from a movie this week, even if there were 50 shades of grey in the sky and the rain seemed a little less romantic on my visit there.
Once upon a time, there were two farms. The Muldoon farm, where Rosemary lived, and right down the road was my farm.
There's these green fields, and there's us. Whatever that is, it holds me here.
When he says those things...
Well, there are beautiful rolling green fields here, but it might be the O'Reilly farmhouse in the Wild Mountain Thyme movie. It's actually home to the Connor family. Billy, to you and your family through the generations.
Ballycarron House, yeah. Our kids are fourth generation here on the farm now. The house itself was built in 1690 by a man called John Paget. He was an English landlord. Towards the early part of the 19th century, my grandfather, Willie Connor, bought it.
Beautiful old stone walls and the trees. I think that's what sets it apart, as well as the long and winding driveway and the big piers coming into the house.
There's 64 acres here on map, and then we've an out farm 5 miles away that makes up about 30 more acres.
Okay. And what do you farm here, Billy?
Dairy cows.
Are you going to leave the farm to Anthony?
I don't see a clear path.
From where to where?
From me to you.
A beautiful home, and I'm not surprised they'd be tempted when they look at your land as well. But how did you feel about having a Hollywood film cast and crew here on the farm?
Well, sure, we were all very excited because a lot of people got involved. We got parts in the movie as well ourselves, you know.
What part did you play?
I played a man standing at a bar having a pint. I really, really enjoyed it. Of course, I'm involved in the local drama group here in Crossmolina. I've done about 12 plays, so I kind of knew what was involved in it anyway, you know.
You're an old hand at this, so you were able to give Jamie Dornan and Christopher Walken a few tips, maybe?
Yeah, well, we advised them on a couple of things, and I was their actual... farm advisor here. Okay. I had that role as well, so I was. So
not their accents? You weren't their dialect coach?
No, I wasn't their dialect coach, no.
Be gosh and be gar. Will we go and see your cows? Because they're the other big star of the Wild Mountain Thyme movie. You lead the way.
This is a bell that was used going back probably 200-300 years ago to call in the workers from the land by the landlord.
Looks like a stone tower, but it's still standing anyway.
It's still standing, yeah, and the bell is still working, so it is.
There's even a gravestone over here. Is someone buried on the farm?
This gravestone was used in the movie. Rather than dump it, we decided we'd put it here and have it as a bit of memorabilia.
This is the Muldoon family grave, so from the Wild Mountain Thyme movie. Yeah, so we're paying our respects now.
I put it up one day when Deirdre wasn't here and she came back and there was a few cross words. But she's over it now, so she is.
Not everybody wants a tombstone in their back garden.
No, she's over it now.
You decided you did.
Yeah.
The cows are lucky to be inside your slatted house, I think, on a day like today.
It's amazing how many people have commented the photographs of the cows in the movie, that they really, really like them.
There's some lovely coloured cows, red and white, shorthorn cows. Or tell me what you have, because you have Frisians as well.
Yeah, we have Frisian cows here. We have Ayrshires and we have shorthorns. We got into the shorthorns and the Ayrshires 3 years ago, just to get a bit of colour into the herd and... get something a little bit different, you know.
And from a milk point of view, what difference does it make?
The red cows actually have a higher butter fat and protein content in the milk, so it helps out in the price in the end, you know.
Okay, very good. You're a busy man, I would think, milking these cows every day. So was there a lot of disruption when you have a film crew on set?
Well, there was really, but, you know, we milked the cows and morning and evening, and we spent our time then with the crew and everybody helping out. We says, once these guys came, let's enjoy it.
So tell me, Jamie Dornan, does he know how to milk a cow?
I doubt it very much.
There's something very romantic looking about this tree up on the hill here in front of me. Tell me about that, Billy.
Yeah, that tree, that plays a big part in the movie, as you see in the trailer. They walk up the hill together, so the two. But that tree, they asked us, could they put a tree on that hill? It's a windswept whitethorn tree. So one day then myself and Liam and Ronan, along with Jerry McDonald and his son, he's a local contractor here, we dug the tree out of Frank Reap's field, brought it up here on a low loader and planted it there.
For romantic scenes to happen between Hollywood stars. Did you ever think you'd see the day on your farm?
Well, actually, no, but I've actually carried Deirdre in my arms up to that tree, so I have.
You've learned a thing or two since the movies came to town here.
Yes, yes.
You kissed him!
It was he that kissed me!
That's what's got him worked up!
And was it Deirdre you told me was trying to tempt Jamie Dornan with her baking or trying to woo him away? Were you worried about that at all?
No, not at all. Deirdre wouldn't leave me for anybody, so she wouldn't.
Not with all this great land.
Before the guys left here, and they did say to us, be prepared for an onslaught of a lot of people to come and see the place after the movie comes out. Hopefully people will come and see the farm, but also see the area. Loch Conn there, beautiful Nathan at the back of us here now, so we've the River Deal going through Crossmolina town. And I suppose I am proud, but when you drove into Crossmolina during the movie, three or four different groups had signs up welcoming these people to Crossmolina, the Tidy Towns Festival Committee and the Community Council. That was the day I felt really proud.
Well, the whole place looks great today, even in the pouring rain. So thanks for showing me around. I'm sure people will be looking forward to many sunny days around here at the farm in this part of Mayo on the strength of Wild Mountain Thyme. And we'll say no more about the accents.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thanks very much to Billy Connor for showing me around his beloved Ballycorroon house and family farm near Crossmolina, coming to the big screen in America next month, an Irish release date for Wild Mountain Thyme yet to be announced. And it's all we've got time.